Good morning. Hello, my name is Victory Hollyfield. I am filling in for the anointed prayer warrior himself, Pastor Joseph Parker. I'm so glad to be here with you all this morning on the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We have a very special guest with us this morning, and I am so thrilled to have her on. She was on with me the other day, and so we're going to do this again. We're going to be discussing prayer as well as prayer journaling with a one and only evangelist, Hernestine Gorey. Before we get to her, I have a quick announcement, guys. American Family Association's Marriage, Family, and Life Conference 2020 is coming up. Look, if you've missed some of the previous years, you've missed half your life. So I'm going to help you find it by telling you to go to marriagefamilylife.net to register now. The conference is June the 25th through the 27th in Tupelo, Mississippi. Our theme this year is In Defense of Truth. We have many dynamic speakers, some of our very own, such as Dr. Frank Turek, Dr. Michael Brown, Abraham Hamilton III, Mickey Addison. That's just to name a few. We're also going to have a conference within the conference. So we're going to have a youth apologetic track for youth ages 4 to 17. So listen, parents, we want you to bring your kiddos. It's not just for you and your husband or wife. It's for everybody. And you're listening, I'm going to tell you now, your kids are not going to be babysitted. They're going to be learning apologetics. They are going to be getting the gospel of Jesus Christ and being disciples. So I'm really looking forward to this. You can register and get more details at marriagefamilylife.net. That is marriagefamilylife.net. We also have an early bird registration right now going on. So if you register between now and April 1st, you're going to get a little discount. You're welcome. You're welcome. We thought about y'all. But now if you register after April 1st, you'll miss the early bird. But hey, it's still at a very, it's a really great deal, guys, these prices that we have for this conference, because you're getting a lot for a great deal. These speakers and just the different things that we're themes that we'll be hitting on. So go to marriagefamilylife.net. Real quick, I want to open up with scripture. Guys, God's word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Can I get an amen, y'all? I want to go to Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 13 is what I want to read this morning. Beware of practicing your righteousness before men. Listen to me, y'all, to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets so that they may be honored by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues, on the street corners, so that they may be seen by men. Y'all, come on. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. And we're going to do the Lord's Prayer. It's going to be our prayer. Pray then in this way. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Do not lead us into temptation. Man, Jesus, don't lead us into temptation. Lord, I ask that you would keep us. I know that the enemy is always lurking, Lord, but do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Guys, I am thrilled to introduce her. She's back with us. The one and only evangelist, Hernestine Gorey. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. When I grow up, I'm going to have Georgia like you.
When they asked me to do like some of the like a voiceover, like a commercial or something, and they'll be like, okay, that's a little too much. And then if it's one that's like a sad one, it's really hard for me to get into that. I'm like, okay, you gotta help me. You gotta help me like to tone it down. But
no, I love the joy. But joy keeps you well.
Man,
I'm telling you,
it's well. Well, look, my bonus daughter, she's still getting used to me. She's like, do you ever just chill? I'm like, girl,
this is chill.
Yeah, this is my chill. Her chill is just like, nah, you know. Everybody's different. And so she's learning different personalities because both her parents are introverts. My husband and his ex are introverts. So
if you chill, don't chill. Just be you.
Just be exactly the way God created us.
Exactly.
How you doing? I'm so glad you're back with us.
Thank you so much. It's an honor once again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I thoroughly enjoyed you last time you were here. We were discussing prayer. And man, there were so many aspects that we hit on. And basically, we definitely hit on the fact that prayer and reading God's word, they go hand in hand. But also, we got to love God and we got to be honest with him and ask him, Lord, help me to grow. I want to have a closer relationship with you.
Exactly. And he will help you.
He will.
In ways you cannot even imagine.
Yes, he will. Look, y'all have to go back to the previous another show where she was talking about monk, how the Holy Spirit could tell, look, turn off the monk and come on and pray with me.
Exactly.
Do you love him more? Which, not that we were saying that it's bad to watch television, but it's when we can so easily have idols that have a higher priority over the Lord.
Well, another thing, God wants us to do more for him than the world. And what we do for him affects the world.
Yes, ma'am.
And so the bottom line of it is that night he just wanted to know, how deep is your love?
How deep
is your love?
Right.
And I used to pray all the time, oh, Jesus, let me fill with your heart. I didn't even know what I was saying then. Because when you start filling with Jesus' heart, you don't hold malice. You don't hold bitterness. You become hurt. Mm. But as soon as that hurt is over with, you forgive and it's gone. So I didn't even know what I was asking. So sometime now, my children laugh at me and say, Mama, you just forgive everyone. Yes. Yes. So it feels good.
Man,
Keep you from having a headache.
Right. How do you, man, see, look, I told you, I knew you were going to do this because I have my questions here, but you just brought up something about forgiveness. That's something that many people, even believers, struggle with. How does one grow into forgive quickly? 7 times 7.
We can't forgive ourselves. I mean, we cannot teach ourselves forgiveness.
Right.
How to forgive. Mm-hmm. It only comes from the Spirit of God. You can say that you forgive. Oh, I forgive you. But it's still a little root in there.
Come on.
And God has to pluck that up. You remember I told you about the dream? That was a part of plucking that up, to snatching out those roots. And the roots got to be plucked up, pulled out, thrown into the fire. And see, I'd rather for the roots to be thrown into the fire than me to be thrown into the fire.
Right.
So it's easy to say that you have forgiven, but then you constantly bring it up. I remember when they did this. Well, you hadn't forgiven. You never bring it up again. It's done.
Ooh.
It's done.
You're stepping on my toes over here. I'm not going to get into what I'm talking about. But yeah, you made a statement. You said it's nothing that we can do. It's by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
What does that look like? Because somebody may be listening like, okay, I'm seeing that I've forgiven, but I'm struggling. What does that look like? Just going to them?
It's something that you can't explain. It's that walk that you desire.
Right.
The scripture said, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my desire weren't for silver and gold, diamonds and bronze. My desire, Lord, let me see through your eyes and feel with your heart. That was my desire. My desire was that deep, committed walk with Christ. And I fasted for years. I would fast 20 and almost 30 days and become so weak. But my flesh was dying to itself and the spirit was increasing.
Right.
And it's not easy. This journey is not easy. It's not easy. It's easier to call someone a name.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier not to go on the fast. It's easier just to get up out of bed and don't worry about praying. It's easier.
Come on.
But life is so much harder.
I love that you brought this up because it goes to show, when we come into this world, we come into the world as sinners. Mm-hmm. So we are naturally drawn to the things of this world until we come to Christ, and then we are a new creature in Christ Jesus. The old man has passed away. However, mm-hmm. we still live in this world
exactly.
and still are affected. And so I love that you said that this walk isn't easy. And I know somebody may be listening like, well, why should I become a Christian? Because it's better. Your eternal state will be with God Almighty, not in hell in damnation. I'm not cursing. That is in the Bible. Not in hell with Satan and his demons. And it's better. And there's a benefit. We grow. We move from glory to glory in Christ Jesus when we live for the Lord.
And let's move back out of hell.
Okay. Okay, come on.
Why do we walk with Christ and it's not easy? Because when we pray, our prayers are answered. Just like with Samuel, the scripture says, whatever he prayed, it never fell to the ground. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. When I pray, I know it's not going to fall to the ground. I know this.
Right.
That's my walk. Is it hard? Yes. Jesus said it would be hard.
John 16:33.
Thank you.
Yes.
It was hard for him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Why would it be so easy for us?
Yeah.
But it's so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. It's so beautiful.
I don't know why we would think that things would be easy becoming a believer.
No.
I know I did it one time. Oh, it's okay. I know I did it one time. Used to think that until somebody said to me, Victory, did you really think that you weren't going to go through trials when, like you just said, Jesus even said that we would. And Jesus himself, he went through the most. He has experienced the worst pain than any of us can ever imagine.
And let's bag up a moment also.
Okay, bag it on up.
It's not easy walking with the world because sooner or later, just like with Saul, your head's going to be cut off.
Right.
He went completely insane.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So would I rather walk with Jesus and know that he's holding me and lifting up his standard when the enemy tried to come in like a flood? Let me walk with him. Or do I want to walk with Satan and lose my man like Saul? I choose Jesus.
I choose him too. Scripture says that the wages of sin is death.
Exactly.
The wages of sin is death. But with Christ, there is life in Christ. For I am dead. My life is hid with Christ in God. We're about to come up to a break. Do you mind if I pray real quick before
please,
we go to this break? And I just want to pray that the Lord will lead us all to desire him more, not this world,
yes.
not of the things of this world. Father, I just thank you right now for Evangelist Hurtison Goree, Lord, and her heart towards the lost and her heart towards people in general, Father. I just thank you, Lord, that that those that are listening right now, I ask that you would give us all a desire, Lord, to want to pursue you like never before. Give us a desire, Lord, to desire more of you, more of the kingdom instead of the things of this earth. Father, maybe there's someone's listening right now, Lord, that's still being pulled and tugged from the things of this world. Lord, I ask that you will replace your love, your heart within them. I even ask, Lord, that you would surround them with godly people, Lord, that will lead and guide them into things concerning your word, Father. You told us in your word that if we pray for laborers, that you'll send them. Lord, I pray for laborers across anyone who's listening right now that may be struggling on with their walk with the Lord, or may not even have a walk with you, Lord. I ask that you would draw them, Lord, and show them, Lord, through your word, that you are the way, the truth, and the light, Lord. And I'm just so grateful for that, Father. And Lord, may you be glorified in today's show, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Evangelist Hurtison, we're about to come up to a break, and we have yet to hit on journaling because I knew this was going to happen. Look, we're just flowing with the Spirit. We're flowing. Look, this is his show. I love Pastor Parker says it all the time. This is God's show, and it really is. Guys, we have Evangelist Hurtison Goree. Real quick, how can people connect with you before we go to the break?
They can get in touch with me on my Facebook page, Hurtison Goree, or at Night Watch Ministry, and I need to give a phone number also.
Okay, when we come back from the break, I'm going to let you give those digits. Guys, this is Victory Hollyfield filling in for Pastor Parker on the Hour of Intercession. Do not go anywhere.
Some days life feels feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life, speak life. To the deadest, darkest night.
Speak the one and only Toby Mac with Speak Life. That's an oldie but a goodie. One of my favorites by him. I'm so glad that you all are tuning in. Good morning again. Victory Hollyfield filling in for Pastor Joseph Parker on the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. I'm so glad you guys are tuned in. I am so blessed. I always thoroughly enjoy when Evangelist Hurtis Singori is here. And I mean that. I'm not just saying that. I know sometimes you can be like, oh, she's saying that because that's her guest. But no, I really do. Like you empower me, you encourage me, and you enlighten me also when it comes to prayer, because you can never grow enough. You will never arrive when it comes to prayer.
No.
Never.
Never. Never.
Now, journaling, what does that look like? Journaling, would you call it prayer journaling? What does that look like? Is it kind of like dealing with a diary and, oh, let me just write about my day and this person kind of irked me here? Or what does that look like for you?
No, I never put a person name there unless the Holy Spirit have given me a word about that person. And no, my journaling goes with, as I pray and linger in the presence of God, he will start speaking to me and I write what he says. And so many have come to pass. I just write what I hear him say in prayer, because I linger in his presence, because in prayer, we talk too much. We need to listen because he wants to speak.
Felt like you were looking at me pretty intensely right there, Victory. You talk too much. No, that stepped on my mind. I'm like, man, I do need to close a little bit more.
Probably. So we need to listen to him. We just linger. And sometimes I might linger there 10, 15, whatever minutes, and I linger there in his presence. And then he will start speaking, and I record what he has said. Whatever he says, I write it down. Matter of fact, in 2007, August the 29th of 2007, and I was in prayer, and it was that afternoon, and I was just lingering in God's presence, just lingering. My son and his wife were expecting their first child. And God just started giving me a word about each one of my grandchildren. My son's son, like I said, was in the womb. So anyway, he was giving me a word about Yanni. His name is Yanni. So I wrote it down. But then the Holy Spirit said, in 2 years, your son and daughter, now Tim and Moon, that's her name, will have a little girl. She will have this spirit. She will bring these to Christ. She will have merriment all around her. He just named all of it. I wrote it down. Thought nothing about it. So my grandson was born September the 26th of 2007. Thought nothing about it. He had also told me about my first two grandsons. So that January of 2000, my grandson, seven, so he was a year old. My son called me and he said, Mama, he said, I think we're pregnant. I said, oh, okay. So in a way, I went to this journal. I was looking for something that I had written some time ago, and I just went to the journal because it was filled up. And I was reading through it, and I got to August the 29th, 2007. And I looked down, and with the message that the Holy Spirit had given me, in 2 years, your son, called the name, will have a little girl. I called him back, and I told him, I said, it's going to be a little girl. He said, how do you know? I said, Holy Spirit told me.
So you're bold to say that. I'd still been nervous. Like, I believe it could be.
No, the Holy Spirit told me.
Okay.
I knew he told me.
You know him. Mm.
So they went in that 3 months, whatever that time is, and got the test done. And he called me back and said, oh, Mom, it's a boy. I said, no, it's a girl. He said, yes, it's a girl. And I said, okay. I said, I already know. So my daughter-in-law got in touch with me, and I said, what is her name? What are you naming her? And they named her Chaya. And I said, Chaya? And so I went to my Hebrew Bible, looked up her name, life, merriment, bringing men into Christ.
Oh, my goodness. What the Lord had told you how she would be. Wow.
She was born September the 1st, 2009.
2 years!
The only reason she wasn't born the last day of August is because my daughter-in-law was waiting to see if she could have her. And she had to have surgery. That's the only reason. She was born at 2009.
Talk about building your confidence up in the Lord. Wow. See, I love your confidence in the Holy Spirit. Like, you're so in tune with him. And it reminds me, a verse that I used to meditate on, John 14:17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world does not know nor receive, but you know him. And when I would read that verse, I would say, well, Jesus says I know the Holy Spirit. There are times, like, he says I'll know him. And the way that that we get more in tune with him is through his word and having a personal relationship with the Lord.
Because you know his voice.
Because I'm a sheep.
Thank you. And the sheep would know the shepherd's voice.
Right.
And follow.
Wow.
So did I doubt? No. I wrote it down.
You were very confident. I'd have been a little bit like, Lord, am I hearing you correctly? That's how I would have been.
Well, I'm confident whatever the Holy Spirit tells me when I'm praying and I write down. It takes place. And my second grandson was having trouble when he was in kindergarten. And we thought that he was going to have a learning disability. I got up and I recorded everything the Holy Spirit told me when I would get up at 3:00 every morning. And I commanded the morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. I would write down everything he would tell me. I would dance in the Spirit. I would pray in the Spirit. I would linger in my scriptures. And he would just speak. I wrote down everything he said. He said, there's greatness. My grandson, this grandson, is in pre-vet right now in his third year.
Wow. Wow.
We know the shepherd's voice. That's the beauty of journaling, because when you go back, a lot of it, you forget what he says. Mm-hmm. And when I go back and read it, I said, wow. And I went back a couple of weeks last month, and I was reading, and I said, woo.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. Because mm-hmm. when I think about prayer journaling, especially in today, the millennials, my age group, when these prayer journals that sometimes the posts I see, they're so cute and neat. And I be trying to get mine cute and neat, but I'm like, man, I feel like I'm so focused more on the cute and neatness that I'm not getting some spiritual warfare done. Are you just writing whatever the Lord? Like, are you trying to be cute and neat with your book or your journal?
Sometime I write the pages turned upside down. and I have turned my notebook around.
Yeah, I like
sometime
that.
It just goes this in this direction because I write with my eyes closed when I'm in prayer. But this hand is writing. but I'm still hearing the Holy Spirit, and this hand is writing. It might be upside. It might be going this way. The book might be turned this way. No, it's no cuteness in it. It's the word. Look, it's the word we want.
Right. Some people may be like, why she act? There are people that would get what I'm just saying. Because today's, like, I don't know, just these millennials who, they love the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe many mm-hmm. of them do. But it's just, they're always trying to be so cute with their designs and the Bible journaling, which I like it. And I'm like, man, I would love to do that. But then I'm like, man, I feel like I'm more focused on the cuteness instead of the warfare.
If the cuteness doesn't break the warfare, give me the ugly.
Right.
So my eyes is going in all directions.
I love this. You are.
And I do not change. I do not go back and try to correct what it said. I let it stay just the way it is. Just the way the Holy Spirit have said it. That's the way I leave.
Do you date it?
Oh, yeah. Everything's dated.
I like that.
Everything's dated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's dated way back to 2004, 2000, whatever.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, I guess I'm sure your kids and grandkids know what to get you for Christmas and birthdays. Journals.
My niece gives me journals more than
any of my
exactly. And I have friends that will give me journals, and cause they know some. They're always gonna give me something that's going to increase my faith. Mm-hmm. For instance, my daughter always supplies my cell phone for the ministry.
Oh wow, wow!
And it's always something that's going to help the kingdom. And I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you.
Evangelist Hardesting, could you pray for everyone that's listening and that they would bask in the presence of the Lord? When you said 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., I'm like, whoa, Lord, I want to grow there. Like, I know Pastor Parker, he challenges me in such a great way of praying in the spirit for a period of time. He said, and he told me, he was like, Victor, you can start with 10 minutes, then move to 20 and 30. But like that 3 to 6, I've never done that. But could you pray for us, for people, for all of us to desire to just not be in such a hurry with the Lord in prayer?
Once again, Holy Spirit, we are coming before you because your word tells us if we delight in you, you will give us the desires of our hearts. And Father, there are so many who wants to feel your touch and be in your presence. But sometimes the world gets so busy, they pull to what the world is doing with a job, a family, the baby's crying. But you know exactly how to pull us closer to you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, just look over each individual that desires that closer walk, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Teach them how to come into your presence. Teach them how to seek you. Teach them, Lord, because only through you can we come, because Holy Spirit, you're the one that has to pull us to Jesus' breast. And
yes.
Father, just pull each individual listening, Lord, pull each individual that have that deep desire, because as the deep call unto the deep, Lord, pull each one of them to that depths, Lord, of your presence and of your glory.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, I thank you right now.
Thank you,
in your holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Evangelist Hardesting, you said that, could you one more time tell people how they can reach out to you? And you said you even had a phone number that how people could reach you.
Yes. They can text me at 662-346-6780.
Mm-hmm. And then if they, because you've written 3 books.
Yes.
How can people purchase one of your books, any of your books?
Well, they can get in touch with me on my Facebook page or write me at 203 Road 1203, Nelaton, Mississippi. And you have the zip 38858.
Guys, Hardesting Goree, Hertisingoree. Goree is Goree. I'm thoroughly enjoying this. We're running to another break. As always, y'all know it's live radio. And we're going to continue on with our discussion of prayer, journaling. And because I like to say journal, so that way the men that are listening, they won't think that it's just for women. If I was to say diary, prayer diary, because men should do this too. I was reading an article just last night by John Piper. He's one of my favorite ministers. Love him. And he was talking about how he journals. He has had a prayer journal for many years, and he's a man. And I was just like, oh my goodness, more men need to do this.
Rick does it.
Rick, you do it. our producer Rick journals. I didn't know that. Rick, stay humble over there. Look, I'm just learning more. He's trying to get more points. Look, I did not know. It's needed. And look, so I bought my husband. We're about to run to a break, and we're going to hit on this some more after this break. I brought my husband a nice journal. I still haven't seen him. Like, he's written a few notes here and there. Somebody's probably like, uh-oh, she's speaking bad. No, I'm not speaking bad about him. I'm trying. He does get in the word, but I'm like, dude, you should journal, you know? And so we're trying to cultivate that slowly. But I love journaling, and I need to increase. You're setting me free. Get rid of the cuteness. Get ugly. Get in the warfare. Right.
Put down what the Holy Spirit says. That's not right. Your thoughts. His thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And his thoughts will be completely different from what you will ever think. And sometimes it's so strange, and you think, what? But I tell you this, you can always find it in the Word.
I want to get on that. Like, because I know 3 a.m., you get up still 3 a.m. every morning to spend time in the Word of God, right?
I'm going to wake up at that time.
You wake mm-hmm. up. My mm-hmm. God. How many years has the Lord had you doing this?
Probably since 01, probably.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Faithfully, 3 a.m. in the morning.
3 a.m. And I'm going to pray at that time.
You pray at that time. I'm curious to know. Okay. Because I want to know what it looks like, because you're helping us. You're helping us here. Guys, we're at this break. When we come back, we'll be right back with Evangelist Hurtesting Gori right here on The Hour of Intercession. Man, our help does come from the Lord. That is For King and Country with Shoulders, one of my favorite songs by them. Weakness must. Those dudes, I think they're from like Australia or Europe or something. They got a real cool accent. Look, anybody with a cool accent, you're good in my book, especially if you're singing about Jesus. I am so thrilled to be back on the Hour of Intercession with my beautiful, she's my sister. Look, I was about to say, you could be my grandmother, but she's like my sister, or my mom, because you don't look your age at all. 71 looking, you don't even look your age. Evangelist Hurtesting Gori has been gracing us on the show, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. We're talking about journaling, prayer, reading God's word, and you were just sharing with me how, before we, during the break, how every morning you get up at 3 a.m. at night watch, which is when Jesus woke up. But elaborate on that, because you even said something about the Jews, and I mean, it was just very enlightening on why you do this.
Well, Jesus prayed from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. It's called the fourth watch. Look at when the children went through the Red Sea. It was at the night watch, the fourth watch.
I didn't even know that.
The scripture tells us that Jesus prayed on the fourth watch. So if Jesus prayed on the fourth watch, then I like to do what Jesus did.
Right.
And he pulled away, and that's the time he prayed. The fourth watch, and the fourth watch is 3 to 6. And the Jewish belief is that the Spirit of God is closest to the earth from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And if you will take notice, a person gets the sickest part. They call when a person is sick, if you will watch it, if they're running a high fever or really, I mean, sick almost unto death, it's always from 12 a.m. to 3. And it breaks at 3 o'clock.
Man.
Take notice.
How did you, because even right now I'm like, man, I am sleepy at 3 o'clock in the morning. How did you grow? Because I love what you said. If Jesus did it, I want to do it. Because I'm right there with you. And there was another statement you made to me. It's a time when you're not easily disturbed.
Exactly. The phone is not ringing.
Right.
The text is not going off. Your husband is not up.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's just that personal time. And it's just a quiet, unexplainable time and with his presence. And during that time, that's when I have found out, that's when I smelled his fragrance. And when I first smelled his fragrance and I started looking around, I said, well, wait a minute, this is early in the morning. I know I don't have on perfume. I know I hadn't taken a bath yet. But the fragrance was so so precious, and that smell was so amazing. That's the only thing you could do was just lingering in it. So it's just a closeness at that time. And his fragrance is there. His touch is there. That one-on-one is there. And then when he wakes me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, the first thing I say, Lord, who do you want me to pray for today?
That was one of my questions. Yeah. How do you know what direction to pray, of who to pray for, what to pray for?
And he would call the name. My oldest grandson was in school in Atlanta. And one night I woke up. I had this dream. And as soon as I thought he was up that morning, I called him. And I said, now look, whatever you're doing, you need to stop right now, because the police is coming. And he said, what, Grandmama? I said, you need to stop now because the police is coming. So he called me back the next day. And he said, Grandmama, you know when you said the police was coming? And I said, yes. He said, one of my sweet mates, the police arrested him. He's in the police car now.
Man, you walk close with the Lord. I love it.
I love Jesus. And not only that, I honor him, because I don't want to do anything that would cause anyone to stumble off that narrow path. My walk with God is very, very precious to me, because you can so easily mislead someone. When you see a minister, you know, they have them all on Facebook, that have stumbled into some type of thing that you shouldn't stumble into, right, I cry, because how many can fall away from the faith because they were looking at man rather than God? But we can cause someone to stumble because we are a representative of God. So that's how precious my walk is. I don't want to make anyone stumble. When you see me, I want people to come to Christ, not run from Christ.
Mm. I'm over here sitting and I'm just listening to you speak. And I'm like, Lord, I want to get there. And because I know that we can always continue to grow in him. And there's so many aspects. One day I was thinking about in Revelation where it says they walk around the throne of God and saying, holy, holy, holy. Yes. And they see another aspect of him. I'm like, they've been walking around that throne for a long time. There's a lot to the Lord. That's what crosses my mind. I'm like, so I know that we can never fully even scratch the surface of the Lord. But just listening to you, it's so encouraging, and I'm so serious when I'm saying this. It's encouraging, and it's making me like, Lord, could I get up at 3? And you know, and even when I'm listening to you, because Scripture talks about older women teaching the younger women, and you're teaching me. And maybe there's an older woman listening right now, and they feel like, It's over. I'm retired. I have nothing else to do. Because I know a few older women, one in particular right now, who has that mindset. And you don't. Like, you're still very active with God's work.
Oh, yes, I did.
You were like that?
Yes.
What got you out of it? Shocking me.
When Jesus was weeping over me. When I came out of the school system, I had to come out of the school system early on because my hands were causing me so much the problems. I couldn't write. My hands were just, I would have to go to the doctor every day because the pain in my hands caused my blood pressure to be so high. And I came out bitter because when you have given your all in all and then you're rejected as if nothing is wrong with you, it set up bitterness. Mm. So I came out bitter. And that bitterness was carrying me deeper and deeper into despair and deeper into my health was getting worse. And, you know, people always say, oh, you don't know anything about depression. Honey, you don't know my story. Don't look at me now and think my story have always been this story.
Right.
So it carried me into depression. And so I would get up when I had to come out of the system and I would say, now, wait a minute. I don't even have anything to do with my life. I stopped even buying clothes. And I love pretty clothes.
Yeah, you came up in here styling.
Hush, girl.
You did. You did.
And I even stopped. And I said, it's no need for me to buy the clothes. I don't have anything to do with it. I had made my teaching my God.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't realize that until someone brought it to my attention. Because it was a passion. And when God would snatch things that you put before him. Yeah. So he snatched it, and it was my passion, and it was proven it was my passion because, Lord, what am I going to do? It's nothing else to do. I don't have a place to go. Why would I want to dress? And one day, it just broke. And I remember I went into the store, and I bought pearls. And I bought the black pearls. I bought the white pearl. I bought all sorts of pretty jewelry. I bought clothes. And it broke then, but the bitterness was still there. That's how my daily adventure came about. I started journaling what the Holy Spirit would show me.
Mm. I love what you brought. Sometimes our passion can become an idol.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened to me. and I love that you said someone brought it. It was my husband that called me out on my idol. And that's when I realized then, man, so many things can easily become an idol. Even things that we're like, well, Lord, I'm doing this as unto you.
Exactly.
For your glory.
Exactly.
But I've idolized it.
Exactly. Is it for my glory or for your show?
And you have to be honest with yourself.
Yes. When the Holy Spirit woke me up, I think it was Monday morning with that message. And I said, what? And I had to get my iPad and type it down so I made sure I remembered. He said, is it for me or for show?
Mm.
And I still hadn't figured out, but that's what he said. So I had to check myself.
Yeah.
Lord, am I doing anything that's not pleasing with you? Mm. I don't want anything in me, not any parts of me that will cause him to not be pleased with me. Because I pray all the time, Lord, if I'm pleasing in your sight, teach me thy way so I may know you better.
Come on. Amen. Evangelist Hardestine, we're almost near the end. Already. What? I know this is the last segment. Could you pray just whatever the Lord has on your heart, pray for all of us?
Lord, it's my heart's desire, but I don't have to tell you what my heart's desire is. My heart's desire is that, Father, I will be a vessel that you will use, Father, to bring many souls to your kingdom. It's not about me or someone saying, oh, she did a wonderful job and she's anointed. No, Lord, it's about you.
Yes.
Because I can do nothing apart from you. And, Father, with each person that's listening, Father, touch their hearts in a special way that each person would know you have called them for a special time and such a time as this, because, Father, there's so many needing to hear your word, needing to see what a Christian is.
Yes.
Father, and we are asking you to do this right now because, Father, we want to be pleasing in your sight and use us to make a difference in someone's life, Father. This is my desire, and your words tell us. Our desire, Father, when we delight in you, you will give us the desires of our heart. And, Father, the desire of my heart right now, that each person will see you even better and pull to you, Lord Jesus, to make you their one and only Savior.
Yes.
And I thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you.
In your holy name, Lord, I give you praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's my desire.
Evangelist Herta Singh Gouri. Guys, you can connect with her on Facebook. Herta Singh Gouri is her name. H-E-R-T-I-C-I-N-E. Gouri is G-O-R-E-E. You can email her. Her ministry is called Night Watch Ministries. Not email. I'm so sorry. Mail her or send her a letter. Send her a donation. You take donations as well, right?
Oh, yes.
Y'all bless this ministry.
All for the kingdom.
Y'all bless all for the kingdom. Night Watch Ministries 207 Road 1203 Nettleton, Mississippi 38858. And you can also, the number to call for her ministry is 662-346-6780. That's 662-346-6780. Before we leave, we got about 2 minutes left. What is one last encouragement that you would give someone that's listening and they're like, man, I want that passion and that commitment and that discipline that Evangelist Herta Singh has? What would you tell?
This is one thing I want each person to know. Don't be like me.
Okay.
Seek to be like God.
Amen.
You're and right. He will give each one of us our calling because, see, your calling would be different from man's. Just because I get up at 3 o'clock, that's what he have called me to do.
Right.
That's not what he's called you to do. So, you know, a lot of times people want to copy what someone else is doing. Let God show you the pattern and the puzzle he has for your life, and then he'll bring it together.
Amen.
Because all of us are working for the same thing.
Amen.
And it's a different type of pattern.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Guys, definitely check out Evangelist Herta Singh Gouri. Follow her on Facebook. She always has encouraging things to say. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Rick, thank you for producing the show. You're a phenomenal brother. God bless you all. Everyone, remember, get into God's word every day. This is how we live and grow. He's our Father. Until next time, God bless.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.